There it is. There it is. That's a beautiful thing. What a way to start the second hour. Attaboy, Ben. You like that, don't you? Come on. I mean, you got to admit it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good stuff. Had you ever heard that before?
No, this is a first.
Yeah, and now you're like, you know what? Where's the nearest bench?
Right.
Right? I mean, that's what it is. That's good stuff. We've got good music.
Oh, yeah.
Really good music. Love it. Welcome back, X's and Bros, Matt Shepard. Ben is our producer. Good dude. Engaged, as are you. How do you do that? You do that via the phone number, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. Or via the text at Sports Radio to 21,000. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I get it. It can be tough calling radio stations. A lot of people just want to listen. That's fine. I'm not saying you have to. I just want you to know you're welcome. Anything that you want to talk about. Just because Ben and I spent the first hour talking about Red Wings playoff possibilities and the Red Wings win last night doesn't mean we have to stay on that topic. Our philosophy is this. You're a buddy. You're a friend. We're at the bar together. And we're just talking about sports. That's all it is. And if you want to talk about something else, you want to shift the conversation, feel free. I'm okay with that. Because sometimes your mind is elsewhere. Sometimes there's something else you want to discuss. Sometimes you feel like you've reached the limit. Last night, Tigers a 1-0 loser to Texas. A Marcus Semien ground ball double play in the fifth was the lone run of the game. Same two teams are back at it here tonight at Comerica Park. It'll be Casey Mize for Detroit, and I know a lot of people continue to monitor his progress very closely. You want to know if you can go all in on Casey Mize. I will tell you this. I think he is a hell of a competitor. I don't know if he's an ace, quote unquote, which is okay too, because you need guys who can do more than just be the number one. There's only room for one number one, because that's not necessarily true. But look at Atlanta. They had Spencer Strider, they had Max Fried. Those guys would be number ones on just about anybody's team, even though Fried got hurt last year and Strider's out for this season. I think you get my point, though. He's a guy who can be in your starting rotation. And I said it's tonight. It's really this afternoon. John Gray for Texas. Casey Mize for the Tigers in game two of that series. And then it'll be Dane Dunning and Tarek Skubal tomorrow. Red Wings, a thrilling come-from-behind victor over Montreal last night. The Habs were up 4-1. Detroit scored, obviously, three unanswered, then one in overtime. Lucas Raymond had two goals. JT Comfer had two goals as well. They play Montreal tonight in Montreal. Here's what needs to happen. The Wings need to win, because right now Detroit has 89 points. They are on the outside looking in. Washington won last night as well. That one frustrated me. I'm not going to lie. I was a clicking machine last night. You guys should have seen me. Clicking between the Bruins and Capitals, Caps 1-2 zip, and the Red Wings game and the Tigers game. I was all over the place because I'm trying to monitor. And I couldn't believe it. You know, when I'm watching Boston, it's not like I expected Boston to go out there and blow them out. So that's not necessarily true. But Boston's really gifted offensively. How the hell do you have 16 shots in a game? That's it. How are you one of the best teams in hockey and you have 16 flipping shots? So I was a little frustrated with that, and I'm sure you can all relate to a certain extent. if you were monitoring that game at all. Tonight, Washington is on the schedule as well. So Detroit's got to win tonight, and they need the Flyers, who are in this playoff race. They need a lot to happen for them, but the Flyers are hosting Washington. Detroit needs a Philly win. First things first, Detroit needs to win in Montreal. They need a Philly win. And then Wednesday, when Pittsburgh plays on Long Island against the Islanders, they need New York to win. And they're in. It's a lot to ask, but it's not insurmountable. It's not a bad situation. It could be a little bit more complicated slash frustrating if Detroit only gets a point tonight. At the beginning of the year, before the season started, how many points did you think it would take to reach the postseason? Because Detroit's on the verge of, you know, 90 points here. So you have to ask yourself, this is what I always say about expectations. First of all, expectations change. Second of all, write down what your thought was, and then you can get frustrated or not. Last year, I mean, if you did your homework, a year ago, Florida was the second wild card. Do you know how many points they had? Now, they went on to the Stanley Cup Finals and lost. Do you know how many points they had? Ben, any idea?
No, I don't know.
92.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They were the last playoff team in, and they had 92 points. Winnipeg was the last playoff team in the West. They had 95. Too small of a sample size? Okay. 2 years ago, the last wild card team in the East was the Washington Capitals. They had 100 points. The last wild card team in the West was the Nashville Predators. They had 97 points 2 years ago. So that's a factor. You have to look at it. There's a certain precedent. Still not enough for you? 2019. 82-game slate, last team in the East, the Columbus Blue Jackets, 98 points. In the West, Colorado, 90 points. I know it varies from year to year. You ain't getting in if you got 85 points. Beginning of the season, I said Detroit, I thought the final playoff spot was going to need 93 or 94 points. I'm going to be wrong about that. But I'm not off by much. You need pretty close to 90 points this year. Now, again, last year, the number one team in the East had 135 points. Boston, they've got 109 this year. So it varies. But you're right around there, all right? Phone number, 1-866-838-4843. The text number, text Sports Radio to 21,000. Love to get you on board. I know we've got some texts, and we'll get to those when we come back from break. By the way, I heard that Bill Simonson, the Huge Show, is going to be at the Caucus Club for the NFL Draft next week in Detroit, about a half a mile from the stage. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever been to the Caucus Club? That is, Bill Simonson should be running for governor. That is big time stuff. That's really good food there, first of all. Great atmosphere. So Billy, for the first time, is going to have to dress up a little bit. That's going to be a blast for him. And we will be up at Soaring Eagle Casino Resort for the draft. Excited to be part of what will be a fun draft party up there at Ascend in the Soaring Eagle Casino area. Phone number is 866-838-4843. A lot to get to. Texts, phone calls, and more on the other side. I'm Matt Shepard. This is X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery, they're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet, just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
After the hour, a little anti-ghost for you. Good Michigan-based band, started in Grand Rapids, now in Detroit. Good stuff. Welcome back. X's and Bros Monday through Friday from 6 until 9 throughout the great state of Michigan. Yes, we're on in Flint on WTRX, Sports Extra 1330. We're on in Cadillac, WKAD, the ticket 93.7 FM. We're on in Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY 101.1 FM up north, sports radio. We're out in Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, thanks to WLUN 100.9 FM, the Mitt. Beautiful Petoskey and Charlevoix, WMBN 104.7 FM, 1340 AM, the ticket, northern Michigan. We're out in Traverse City, WKAD 93.7 FM, the ticket. And we're out in Grand Rapids, WMAX, WMAX 96.1 FM, the game. And we're on with you. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21000, or call us 866-838-4843. The Huge Show, Monday through Friday, 3 till 6, on many of these great Michigan-based stations. Red Wings winner last night, 5-4 in overtime. Tigers lose 1-0. Sidney Crosby last night was named NHL's most complete player, according to the NHLPA poll. He netted 38.5% of the vote. I've told you this story before. Larry Murphy, who's a friend of mine and is a Hall of Fame defenseman, says he's still the best 200-foot center in the world, even at his age. And he's in his mid-30s, 36 years old. That's pretty damn good. Why do Detroiters, Michiganders, despise Sidney Crosby? This guy's got 86 points in 78 games. He was an all-star again. He's got 40 goals again. No Pittsburgh Penguin has as many 30-goal seasons as Sidney Crosby. Not Jaromir Jagr, not Evgeny Malkin, not Mario Lemieux. Why? I'll tell you why. I think it's 2009. He didn't get to center ice, quote-unquote, fast enough to shake Nick Lidstrom's hand, which is ridiculous. He's good for the sport. He's a really good person. And he's a hell of a hockey player. He's a Hall of Fame hockey player. I don't think you should like all your opponents, especially the ones who break your heart, but you should at least respect him. He's an unbelievable player. Let me get to some texts. Ben?
Yeah.
You've got a couple, right?
Yep. This Red Wings team doesn't play for the coach. They play for themselves, knowing that they have to fight, given they don't have a stud goalie. That is from Freddie.
When Freddie says they don't play for the coach, what do you think he means by that? Do you think he means that the coach doesn't reach them? Or do you think he's just saying, look, players, most players play for themselves. They don't really play for a coach.
Yeah, probably that last one.
Okay.
The former.
Or so it's not necessarily a derogatory feeling or text. Well, okay. I think I agree with that. Here's what I would ask Freddie, though. How many teams do you recognize in any sport where they play for a coach? I mean, this isn't college, right? I'm not even sure college players do that any longer. We all watched the Lions season. I'm not going to try and convince you that the Lions played for Dan Campbell, but I think he inspired them. I think there are coaches who inspire players. I don't know how many players, quote unquote, play for their coach, play for their manager, want to win one for them. They want to win for themselves and for their teammates because they're the ones out there doing it. And that's fine. That is not mean. That is not antagonistic. That is not being a team player. That's not being a good team supporter. No. That's the way it is. You're the one who's going to get paid off your performance. You're the one who's going to get the reward. But inspiration is part of sports too. I'm not sure how many people know Coach Lalonde. You know, you see him in press conferences. You'll see him on the bench. I always warn people of this, and I think it's a fair heeding. And that is, don't judge a coach only based on you seeing him on television or reading quotes. It's hard. I understand that. I don't expect. How else are you supposed to judge him, Shep? No, it's a fair point. I only say this because my experience in calling University of Michigan basketball for 15 years, Tommy Amaker would get after his guys in practice, but during games, people said they would watch him on TV and he wasn't passionate enough. He didn't get in guys' faces enough. He didn't chew enough ass for their liking. They felt John Beilein was the ultimate pro, and he was always very studious, very clinical, and very respectful. So I warn those people all the time. Listen, now I've had this opportunity, and fortunately for myself, but I can't expect everyone else to understand this. But that's why I pass it along, so you can understand it. You don't always see the coach or manager who they truly are with cutaway television shots or after they've composed themselves for a press conference following a game. Dan Campbell's the exception. He's not the rule. What you see from Dan Campbell at a post-game press conference is who he is. He's like that all the time. But some coaches, I mean, Tom Izzo's a good example. That's who he is all the time, right? Watch him in practice. Whew, he gets after guys. In games, he gets after guys. Press conference, the same thing. But most coaches, I mean, John Tortorella's like that too. But most coaches, I mean, they're in guys' grill in practice. And then behind the microphone, very calm, almost unassuming. What's the old phrase, Ben? Criticize privately, praise publicly.
Right.
So a lot of coaches would subscribe to that. I'm sure there are times where Lalonde this year lost a player or two, perhaps regained him. I don't know. I don't expect players to afterwards. I don't expect Dylan Larkin and Lucas Raymond and JT Comfort and Shane Gostisbehere after a game like that saying, I tell you what, man, I really wanted to win it for Lalonde. No. No. They're winning it for themselves. That's the way it should be. I'm okay with that. I don't think the best teams in whatever sport are. Do you think, let me ask you this. when the New England Patriots were rolling, do you think there's anybody, whether it be Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski or Teddy Bruschi, whomever, do you think any of them ever said, wanted to win this for Bill Belichick? I don't think so. I think it depends on the relationship that you have, but I still don't think in the long run, you can be as close to a guy as you want. I don't think you're winning it for the coach. I don't think. Now, there was a certain time, like Michigan football last year, when Jim Harbaugh was suspended by the NCAA and by the school, I think a lot of players were pissed. And I'll bet you that they were playing for him. But the national championship, they're not playing Washington in Texas and going, you know what? I'm going out there to win this for Coach Harbaugh. No, they wanted to win it for them and for their school and for their teammates, first and foremost. And Harbaugh's part of it. 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. Love the text as well. Sports Radio 21,000. We'll get more of them from you on the other side on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th. 25th in Detroit.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Despair. Perron cuts to the middle. Down low, Raymond. Chance to shoot. He scores! Raymond! Lucas Raymond! 4-4! 1:17 to go! All season, what a keep-in by Shane Gostisbehere.
I guess.
30 goals for Lucas Raymond. We've said it many times, and yes, more than ever before, dude, everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Well, they have loved him all season long. 31 goals for Lucas Raymond. No two bigger than last night. The game-tying goal you heard there from Bally Sports, and then the game winner in overtime. He had two goals. JT Comfort had two goals. Red Wings winners in overtime against Montreal 5-4. They play the Habs tonight to close out the regular season, needing the win. It'll be fun like it was last night. Let's hope it's the same result in a victory, and then you will be big-time Philadelphia Flyer fans. Yes, you will. You want the Flyers to beat Washington. That's what it will take. Welcome back. We are X's and Bros every Monday through Friday from 6 until 9 throughout the great state of Michigan. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. Put it in your phone and just dial us up anytime you got something to talk about. You can text us also at Sports Radio to 21,000. Tigers a loser last night. 1-0 to Texas. Same two teams square off this afternoon, John Gray against Casey Mize. By the way, June 13 through 16, the LPGA Meyer Classic, the 10th annual at Blythefield Country Club, that carries at almost 6,600 yards, has had great champions like Brooke Henderson, who's won it twice, Nelly Korda, Lexi Thompson. Get your tickets. Go to their website. Get their tickets. Get your tickets right now and go out and support a great cause. It's an inexpensive way to spend four beautiful days in the area and enjoy some world-class golf. Hope is that we get a chance to broadcast from there like we have in the past. Privately, now publicly, I'd love to play that course. Some more texts, courtesy of our producer, Ben. Fire away, man.
Yeah, this is regarding the last segment about players playing for coaches. It says, Dan Campbell is a great example. He inspired them. I don't think Lalonde does.
Okay. That's all right. That's an observation, your point of view. I think you're right in the sense that coaches do have to provide that inspiration, as I mentioned in the last segment. I would love to have these discussions. I think they're fascinating. I would like to know what the example is. Now, that's two different sports. It's hard, okay? One is a 17-game season and plays once a week. The other is an 82-game slate, and you're playing three to four times a week. I guess I would ask you, what is it? We know why Dan Campbell, you know, inspires his players. We see it. We hear the quotes. We think it's great. We also know that they've won. I would love to have talked to you or heard a text from you 2 years ago when, you know, he's talking about kneecaps and they weren't winning. But look, that's neither here nor there. I'd like to know with Lalonde, what haven't you seen that you expected to see from this team? How is he not inspiring his team when they have more comebacks than anybody else in hockey in the third period? Now, the comment back might be, and it would be a fair one, well, they're behind in the first place. It's bound to happen, though, in sports. I used to have this debate all the time about Matthew Stafford. People would say, I would say he's got more comeback wins. Yeah, but they're trailing in the first place. Yeah, well, a lot of teams trail. Joe Montana had a lot of comeback wins. Peyton Manning had a lot of comeback wins. Tom Brady had a lot of comeback wins. Aaron Rodgers had a lot of comeback wins. Brett Favre had a lot of comeback wins. It's about getting it done when you need to get it done, right? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't win, people are pissed off. If you do win, it's not the way you won. You're not supposed to win that way. You want them to win from the first period on. Not always likely. If he hasn't inspired them, and I'm not going to, all I'm doing is trying to provide some thought here. If he doesn't inspire them, why do they have five more wins this year than they had a year ago? I'm just asking. I'm trying to get a gauge on what you'd consider inspiring. They got 40 wins. They're in the playoff hunt. Last year, they were not. Last year, they had 35 wins, and they were not in the playoff hunt. So why? What makes you say they're not inspired? That's a tough thing to gauge, everybody, I think. It's tough for me. It's tough for you, unless you're there, unless you're talking to players. And I'm not going to lie to you. I have not. I just think that's very challenging. How does your coach inspire you would be the question. Professional athletes have a different inspirational thirst than college athletes. Everybody wants to win. That's a given. Type A personalities, that's a given. good leaders growing up. You know, all these guys are the best player on their team. Ben Chiarot was the best player on his team growing up, right? Everybody understands that. You don't reach that level. How do you reach them? The greatest coaches, Nick Saban, for example, right? They're able to reach you in a certain way. Now, at the professional level, what do you do? How do you shut up and get out of the way? How do you know when to talk? How do you know what to say? There are certain personalities. Look, Mike Babcock was a he could be a prickly pear, but he was a tough SOB. He pushed. All right. It's not the way it works with everybody. He didn't necessarily. There's a lot of guys who could not stand him. A lot of players who did not like him. Was he inspirational? Do you think that team won a Stanley Cup under Mike Babcock for him? No. He's a really good coach, but no. So that's the only thing that I wonder about when we have these discussions. I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong answer. I'm just wondering what it takes to be inspired. I think what really helps players is, and what they really respect, is preparation. Are you preparing me to succeed? Are you putting me in the right spot to succeed? Right? Are you putting your players in the best position available to be successful? So preparation, putting them in the right spot, and how are they under pressure? How are they in getting guys and the moment to understand it's not going to be too big for you? I think those are really important characteristics of a good head coach. They do not panic. How challenging is it to be the same, to be status quo, stay the same, when you're winning and when you're losing? We all have emotion. We're going to get upset sometimes. We're going to get fired up when you're successful, right? But for the most part, can you keep it level? I think that's part of the inspiration. I don't think there are certain times in a season, especially in a hockey season, when things need to be said. But overall, you're not getting that on a day-to-day basis. And you're not getting that on a game-to-game basis at certain times. Had it from pretty good authority that earlier this year, just a couple of weeks back, Steve Yzerman went in, chewed out his team. Maybe that might be a little strong. Gave him a very firm message. They didn't necessarily go off and win 5-6 in a row, guys. And I think he's a pretty damn good leader, don't you? For sure. My guess is this, through my experience. I think players get more inspired by other players and their leaders within the room than they do the coach at the professional level. Ben, any other texts?
Yeah, we got one more. It's regarding the Pistons.
Yeah.
It says, can the NBA get involved and fire this owner once and for all? Did they forget how historic the franchise is to their league? Everyone wants to criticize Chris Ilitch on every move, but Tom Gores is a total embarrassment as an owner. We want our Pistons back. That is from Freddie.
All right. Well, I think Freddie... First of all, I don't think the NBA gets involved with owners who aren't successful. Look, they got rid of Donald Sterling for something completely different, even though the Clippers were abysmal. So here's a fair question. It's a fair comment from Freddie. Love the passion. He's got incredible passion when it comes to Detroit sports. Here's my question. Why are they historic? I've heard that from coaches. I've heard it from players. I hear it from fans. Here, I'm just wondering, do you view the Detroit Pistons as a historic franchise? Yes or no? Is that a hometown fan talking about it? I'd like to know. The Pistons have three championships. Okay? Does that make them historic? How many championships do the Miami Heat have? Any idea, Ben?
No, I do not know. Offhand.
They have the same number as the Pistons.
Oh, okay.
How about the Philadelphia 76ers?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Same number as the Pistons.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. So here's what you have. You have the Lakers with 17, right? The Celtics with 17. The Golden State Warriors with 7. The Chicago Bulls with 6. The Spurs with 5. And then you have the Sixers, the Pistons, and the Heat, each with 3. Does that make them historic? They've played in 7 titles, which is pretty damn good. It's not the most. Lakers have played in 32. The Celtics have played in 22. The Warriors have played in 12. The Sixers have played in 9. The Knicks have played in 8. They've only won 2. The Pistons and Heat have each played in 7. Each are 3 and 4. Does that surprise you? It surprised the hell out of me. Does that make them historic? I would say this, Freddie, and text or call in and let me know if you totally disagree. I think they're a proud franchise. I think it's a really proud franchise. I don't think it's historic. What is historic? In our town, okay, in the state of Michigan, what franchise is historic and what do you base that off of? I mean, the Red Wings have 11 Stanley Cups, folks. That's more than any other team in the United States. Montreal and Toronto have more, but they're in Canada. Detroit has 11. That's historic. This is just my opinion now. Love the Tigers. They have 4 world championships. My God, you guys. They haven't won since 1984. It's not historic. It's a really good jumping off point. Thank you, Freddie. Give me the historic franchises in sports. Freddie could be a producer. That's how good he is. Honestly. What a great topic. This is what I love about this network. This is what I love about this format. This is what I love about our listeners. You can go into a show, think, I'm going to talk Red Wings. I'm going to talk a little NFL draft. I'm going to talk about windows closing for certain teams. These were all on my list today. Freddie comes up with a topic that is dead on. He calls the Pistons a historic franchise. I call them a proud franchise. Give me the franchises you believe are historic. Phone number is 866-838-4843. The text line is Sports Radio to 21,000. That's all you have to do. Then you're in. And you join the conversation throughout the great state of Michigan. I don't care if you're listening in Flint. I don't care if it's Cadillac, Grand Rapids, Grayling, Gaylord, Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, Petoskey, Charlevoix, Traverse City, wherever you are, whatever station you're listening, you can call us 866-838-4843. I gave you some of those NBA teams only because Freddie brought up the Pistons and the historic side of things. We are caught up. And we're not unique to this either, by the way. But I think we're caught up in our teams. It's not whether you like or dislike the Pistons. I love them. I wish they'd stick with the red, white, and blue because I love the Pistons' red, white, and blue uniforms. I think they're fantastic. But I have a hard time saying that they're historic, that they're a historic franchise when you have so many others who have gone on to win a championship with much more success. What are the franchises that are not just historic, but maybe that you're envious of? I've got a good one for you. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I am envious of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I am envious of their fan base. I am envious of how they do business in general. I think they are the blueprint of what National Football League teams should be. You want to aspire to be a certain franchise? That's what I would aspire to be. The Pittsburgh Steelers. 7 before the hour, we get your thoughts on it on the other side. 866-838-4843 or text us, Sports Radio to 21000 on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.